What Muppet most represents you?
That's a good one.
I know.
I think I. What's the screaming dude? The dude that doesn't talk has.
Speaker?
I think so. This one. This one right here.
Yeah, Beaker.
Yeah.
I'm, frick, what's his name? It's like the bird one? Not, with the long nose? Yeah, I forgot his name. It's gonna come back to me, but yeah. What Muppet character represents you?
Oh, that's so hard. You need to give me a second to think.
Okay, Vanessa, would you like to be in the podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What is this podcast for?
Just life and
okay,
stuff.
Cool.
Okay, it's the same question I asked you last week. What Muppet represents you?
I don't know that well. You're going to get mad at me, but I like haven't seen anything Muppet. No Muppet related content in a very long time.
Okay. I have no good questions now. That was the only good question. What Muppet do you think represents you?
Wait, can you say it again?
What Muppet represents you?
Gonzo.
Me too! What Muppet represents yourself?
What?
What Muppet represents yourself?
Miss Piggy.
I don't know. Like, you're uncultured of every aspect. What Muppet represents you?
I honestly don't know very many Muppets. Can you like give me some examples that I can choose?
Okay, classics: Miss Piggy, Kermit, Gonzo, the Swedish chef. There's Monster. This could also like apply to like Sesame Street because they're kind of Muppets a little bit.
Okay. I'm just gonna have to go with Kermit because I feel like I don't know the other ones as well, but like there are aspects that I can identify with.
Okay, Sophia. Sophia, can I ask you the question? What Muppet represents yourself?
I would say the one that doesn't. I forgot.
You're so focused, and you're like, I forgot.
Just
describe
them.
Okay, I like the one that's in like Muppets Most Wanted, and he's the really skinny orange guy, and he screams.
Oh,
and he
Beaker. Gets, like,
Beaker. Okay, that's
the one. Sophia. Sophia. No, not Sophia. Sorry, Jordan. What? Whoa. What Muppet represents yourself?
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
You have a very. You have a very big presence in people's lives.
I'm a big presence.
Yeah. I don't know. You take it up to your interpretation of it. Uh-huh. You're welcome. What Muppet represents yourself?
I don't know.
It's okay.
Probably, well, I feel like I'm a combination of some, but I feel like Miss Piggy. I know Jordan just said that. But.
What Muppet represents yourself?
Wait, what?
What Muppet represents yourself?
Kermit, obviously. But that's like you, though. So, like, I don't want to say... No! The drummer! Like, the weird guy with
Monster.
The orange... Yes, he's my favorite.
What Muppet most resembles you?
The trash can one? I forget
Oscar?
Its name. Yes, Oscar the Grouch. Because, especially when I'm in this classroom. No, I kind of just kind of feel dead inside sometimes. So, let's go with that one.
What tropical destination would you like to be in right now?
Oh, I don't love tropical, but if I had to pick a tropical destination, it would be, I haven't been to that many, but I guess, like, Hawaii? I don't know. Actually, not Hawaii. I don't know. I don't like tropical places.
Okay, sorry.
The only tropical place I've been to is Hawaii and, like, Mexico, I guess.
I can't think of one either. Like, it's always Hawaii, but I don't know another one.
Like, you could be, like, the Bahamas.
The Caribbean.
But, like, I've never been there.
Would you rather always be freezing or always be, like, way too hot?
And then, if
I would rather probably always be freezing because you can put on layers.
Yeah.
And you can't take off your skin. So
Laura, would you rather always be freezing or always be way too hot?
Oh. I would rather be always hot.
What?
Because if I'm cold all the time, I'd be shivering. And I think, I don't think that would be fun to do all the time.
Okay. Okay, would you rather always be freezing or always be way too hot?
Way too hot. I hate being cold.
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because I'm shivering and I'm shaking.
Yeah, and like if you're too hot, you can't like take off your skin, but you can like put on layers if you're cold.
What are you currently manifesting?
Wait, say that.
What are you currently manifesting?
Oh my god. like for myself or for like the world?
Yes, you be selfish. Yeah, you.
I'm gonna manifest something for the world.
Okay.
I am manifesting that people took Earth Day from yesterday and are gonna make a change.
What are you currently manifesting?
Manifesting? Bye. I don't know. I don't think I am. Anxiety. I'm manifesting anxiety. Is that the question?
Like, it's kind of like, what are you hoping for?
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. Okay, I'm manifesting hope for a normal life.
What are you currently manifesting for yourself or for others?
To graduate high school.
Okay, what are you manifesting for yourself or for others?
Just like a good weekend for everyone, and also just like AP tests that like, you know, that we don't die.
Okay, Jordan, what are you manifesting for yourself or for others?
Wait, what am I manifesting?
For
money.
Becca, what are you manifesting for others or for yourself?
5s on all the AP tests and a wonderful college experience.
What are you manifesting for yourself or for others?
I don't know, happiness and future things and success.
Okay. Oh, Ella. Yeah. What are you manifesting for yourself or for others?
Right now? Can it be a few things?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want a really fun summer. And I want, you know, the CDC is talking about not having to wear masks outside anymore. I'm manifesting that. And, there's actually so much I've been thinking about. And I want, do you know who, actually, I'll just, yeah. Sean Shutt from TikTok. I want him to be in Hawaii when I'm in Hawaii. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. What are you currently manifesting for yourself or for others?
Okay, so I was manifesting college acceptances. It didn't really work out, so I don't believe in manifestation anymore. But now I'm manifesting having a hot girl summer.
Okay.
The end.
That was it? I thought you were going to be like, I thought you were going to talk into it. Okay,
so this week was stressful, and definitely the anxiety for the AP tests, which are coming soon, did not help, but at least I am able to slightly mentally prepare for those days where my brain will not be ready for that insufferable 3-hour exam, but it's okay. Something good that happened this week is probably... I don't even know, man. Like, it's just been really long. I watched Phineas and Ferb this week, which was a highlight. Something I'm looking forward to is probably being done with freaking just committing to a school and actually being like excited for something in the back of my head. So I'll be like, oh, I have this to look forward to, and like, oh, I gotta do all of this after I commit, and then it's just like, yeah. And it'll be done. I'll be able to, like, not be so anxious and not being like, it's a life-changing decision. But, like, more so, like, I took the decision and that's where I'm going to go. And, yeah, I'm also looking forward to probably just being done with, like, AP preparation and just AP stress, and it's just the end of it, and just being able to be like, well, that was it, and there's nothing more I can do about it. I'm looking forward to that feeling. How could I forget? Basically, I have a new Build-A-Bear frog, and I still have yet to find a name of them, of him or them. I still don't know. It's a lot of pressure, but that was definitely a highlight. How could I forget it? Light of my life. Yeah.